And I sat back and waited for the phone to ring, thinking that the hardest thing that I would have to do was create the first issue. Mm, but okay. I was so wrong.
And where did you start, in this place or?
No, I had my business in my house for 8 years. Okay. Yeah, so I was virtually invisible, which didn't help things either, mm-hmm. you know? So that's how it all got started.
And how people took it. So when you start selling, knocking on doors, what happened?
We don't advertise in magazines. We've already spent our money in radio and TV. We're not interested. I mean, it was a huge education process
right.
to make people realize the benefits of advertising in a magazine because they had never done it before.
And if somebody asks, for example, what kind of services do you offer? What would you say?
Well, I publish a magazine mm-hmm. and a museum guide.
No, okay.
This. But for a few years, in 2008, I started a business magazine.
Okay.
That only came out twice a year.
Uh-huh.
And I thought, in 2008, that was the 15th anniversary of Susquehanna Life. And I thought, okay, this is successful. Now I'm going to start a second magazine, and the success of the first magazine will help the second.
Mm-hmm.
No, it doesn't
happen.
Work like that.
Okay.
I had a very... First of all, I'm basically a one-person operation.
Mm-hmm.
I sell all the advertising. I come up with all the story ideas. I usually write at least one article in an issue.
Okay.
I handle all the bookkeeping, the subscription database, the marketing. I mean, everything... I have freelance writers and I have a graphic designer,
mm-hmm.
but everything else in terms of the day-to-day operation of the business is me.
Okay.
So, adding another magazine to that, it was just too much. So I did it for 2008, 2009, 2010, and 2011, and then I said something's got to give.
Mm-hmm.
And then starting with the spring issue, I didn't want to kill the idea of the business magazine because
right.
I really do think it's a good idea. I just, the economy is such that I can't convince people to advertise in it.
Mm-hmm.
So what I did was I integrated the business content into here and I called the section Business Life.
Okay.
Because I didn't want to kill the idea altogether.
Mm-hmm.
So I was able to keep the business advertising that I did have. WKOK.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the... architectural firms, a design firm. I was able to keep the business. See, it was funny because there were some businesses that wouldn't advertise in Susquehanna Life because they felt they weren't reaching the business community.
The right people? Okay.
But then when I integrated the business content...
Changed a little bit.
They were okay with that.
Oh, okay.
So
I see. So it's another strategy
exactly.
from you.
Exactly.
Oh, I see. And another question, for example, how do you define advertising?
How do I define advertising? Well, that's a really good question. And here's why.
Mm-hmm.
I define advertising as you pay
okay.
money in exchange for a physical ad.
Okay.
Here's our recall. In other words, to place one-third page ad in the magazine is $713. So,
okay.
So what you are getting for $713 is that one-third page ad.
Mm-hmm.
But increasingly, people are expecting something
right.
for their advertising. For example, I've actually gone to people,
mm-hmm.
you know, prospective advertisers who say to me, what editorial do we get when we advertise with you?
Okay.
Now, you have to understand that as a journalist, that rubs me the wrong way. Because to me, advertising and editorial are like church and state. They don't mix. You
mm-hmm.
You don't buy editorial.
Right.
We have an editorial board that I meet with once a month.
Mm-hmm.
And we look at all the story, because as you can imagine, there's millions of story ideas.
Right.
And we look at all the story ideas and we decide geographically and topically what makes sense for the magazine to be diverse, for it to be interesting. In other words, our strength is the editorial. Because if we don't have readers who are really loyal to the magazine and who really care about reading the magazine, we don't have anything. We don't have anything for advertisers. The reason that this magazine is so successful is that the readers are so loyal and interested in it. That's because the editorial is strong. It's not watered down. There's no articles in there that have been paid for.
Okay.
By anybody.
I see what
you
saying.
Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But I feel that increasingly, because magazines are struggling, people are blurring the lines between editorial and advertising, and that so bothers me.
Okay.
And people have said to me, well, maybe you need to, you know... Oh, I know. With a business magazine, people said, well, maybe you need to say, if you advertise with us, you get an article. I said, you don't understand. I mean, and publications do operate like that.
Yeah.
I said, you don't understand. If I were to have to go to that model, I'd sooner shut the doors than compromise the editorial integrity of the magazine.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It couldn't be you. Yeah, because I've been in public relations.
Right.
And I know what that's all about. And that's really more selling than having an article in there for the sake of its interest level or what it can teach people or what people can learn from reading it.
I see.
I mean, that's very, very important to me. And if I have to go that route, I'd sooner shut down than do that.
Because
that's a whole different animal, and that's not what I'm doing here.
Mm-hmm.
That's not my mission.
I see.
You know, and to me, making money is important, but it's not that important.
Of course.
You know, if I have to compromise my values to make the money, then it doesn't mean anything to me.
I see, yeah.
And people pat me on the... They think I'm bullshitting when I say that. They pat me on the... I have one advertiser who said, I will not advertise with you anymore until you do a story on me.
Oh, wow.
He said that to me flat out. And then I tried to explain, just as I explained to you.
Yeah, it's only like, here's my money and I need something in return.
Yeah.
And that's what it matters. I want to see a lot of people coming into my business. They don't pay attention to
it. It just offends me in a way.
Mm-hmm.
And people think that I'm being naive or I'm being old-fashioned or...
Mm-hmm.
But I believe there's a place for that value in this society. And to lose that is really sad.
That's interesting to me because, well, in this area, as you said, it's hard, but business
very
too.
Hard.
So.
But you know what I realize? It's not just here. It's everywhere.
Yeah.
I mean, you see, and I don't mind if somebody wants to put, like, if they want to put something in and call it an ad. Like, let's say somebody wants to buy a full page.
Okay.
And they want to write a story about themselves.
That's fine. Yeah.
But we're going to label that it's a promotion.
Okay.
So that people know that somebody paid to put that in.
That's right.
That's fine. If they want to do that, if that's how they want to use their advertising space, that's
fine. Unless you find something interesting about it and you want to write about it.
Exactly. And I always tell people, we are open to ideas. If you have an idea about your business that you think it would be interesting to our readers, tell me about it. I'm not going to guarantee that because you advertise with me, we're going to do a story on you.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a really tough road to walk because there's a lot of pressure.
Yeah, probably it's a stereotype in business, as you say. Well, you pay, you have an ad, and
that's what you get for your money.
Mm-hmm.
And to act like you're entitled to something more because you're advertising? I'm sorry, but we don't work that way.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard.
Yeah.
Very hard and very frustrating to me.
Right.
I constantly have to be explaining myself.
I see.
And like I said, people think that I'm bullshitting them.
Mm-hmm.
That I'm just saying that, you know, that I don't really feel that. But it's how I feel.
That's great. I mean, you have your values, and that's important.
And I'm not willing to compromise them.
Mm-hmm.
At least, you know, for I think when you create something,
right,
you have a vision for what
mm-hmm.
that thing is going to be.
Right.
And when people start trying to change it with their dollars,
mm-hmm.
it doesn't fit into
yeah.
my vision.
Yeah, what makes me think, because in entrepreneurship, that's what we hear normally. Oh,
mm-hmm.
your passion, your vision in your business, and don't compromise it.
Yeah.
And you're not only a business person, you are an entrepreneur.
Yeah.
So that's really valuable
yeah.
for us. And let me say, nowadays, social media is the buzzword. You know, have you integrated social media in your business?
Susquehanna Life is on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
To be very honest with you, because I'm a one-person operation,
mm-hmm.
I don't have the time. People say, oh, 10 minutes a day.
Right.
You know, that's all it takes. And it's like, yeah, well, okay. It's just one more thing, you know.
Yeah.
I believe in the value of it to
mm-hmm.
a certain extent. I think that, for example, you must read this article. Not right now.
Mm-hmm.
I'll give this to you to take.
Oh, thank you.
This is a fascinating man.
Okay.
He had a job, you know, regular job,
mm-hmm.
and he decided one day that he wasn't, he wasn't having as much impact on other people
okay.
as he felt he should be having, whatever that meant to him. So he quit his job, and he decided to start blogging about
okay.
leadership.
Uh-huh.
Because he wanted to be a leader. I mean, he is also a pastor in a church.
Okay.
And he started following everybody that had the word leadership, anything like that, in their blog.
Mm-hmm.
And then he started blogging himself. He did all this research. He went from influencing zero people in his life
okay.
to influencing millions of people all over the world because his leadership blog is so compelling.
Oh, wow.
I would urge you to read this article because, to me, this
mm-hmm.
demonstrates the power of social media.
I see.
But I believe, I mean, that's all he did
mm-hmm.
for
years.
A year or whatever. But as a result of his blogs, he has met and interacted with all of the world's major leadership people all over the world.
Okay.
Jim Collins, author of Good to Great, Jack Welch, former chairman and CEO of GE, A.G. Lafley, former chairman of the board, president and CEO of P&G, Bob Herbold, former COO of Microsoft, Denny Strigel, retired president and COO of Verizon.
Okay.
I mean, what he has achieved with social media gave me the realization
mm-hmm.
of what's possible. So I believe that you can achieve a lot with social media.
Mm-hmm.
I also believe that for a very small business like me, it's difficult to achieve that by yourself.
Right.
I think I would have to hire somebody that did what he did, that did nothing but social media
mm-hmm.
all day long to be able to achieve those results.
Oh, wow.
He tells me otherwise.
Sure.
But, you know, like I said, I'm already so busy, I can't even imagine
sure.
spending even 10 minutes a day
sure.
doing that.
Yeah, the important thing is you are aware of the
yeah.
the power of social
yes,
media and
exactly.
all that. Wow. And what could you recommend to an entrepreneur looking for starting a business?
Looking for a business to start or looking
when he's starting a business and
okay.
he wants to do marketing.
Okay. Because I had a background in public relations,
mm-hmm.
I was able to get a certain amount of free publicity.
Okay.
And I think that every entrepreneur, because your dollars are so scarce,
mm-hmm.
needs to realize that there is a direction they can take to get free publicity, and that's called public relations. In
okay.
other words, writing press releases,
mm-hmm.
Getting yourself on, like when my first issue came out,
okay.
I called all the radio stations up in Scranton, Wilkes-Barre, and I
mm-hmm.
tried to get somebody interested in doing a story on it. Like, here's a new magazine,
mm-hmm.
you know, the first copies are going to be delivered tomorrow. We come down and do a story. And I actually got WYOU,
mm-hmm.
the CBS affiliate up there, to come down and do a story on us. So That's very, very powerful.
Okay.
That's a powerful tool, and it costs you nothing. Now, you have to be able to get the media interested in your idea, so
mm-hmm.
you have to be able to verbalize
right.
why your business is interesting enough for them to do a story. In my case, I think that I was somewhat hampered by the fact that I'm media.
Mm-hmm.
So for them to promote us is promoting a competitor.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll tell you, for as an example, the newspapers around here
mm-hmm.
will barely publish anything, any press releases that I... For example, I was named in 2008 one of the Pennsylvania's best 50 women in business.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's a huge achievement.
Right.
When a friend of mine was named, she got a front page story, big photos.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it was a huge deal. When I was named in 2008, I got an article this big.
Okay.
With a little tiny photo of myself.
Okay. I see.
It's kind of
yeah.
hurtful to
this
me.
It's our competitor, so we don't
so
have
they
to.
They don't promote my good news very loudly.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there was, it even came to a point where I had to talk to the publisher and say, you can't exclude me. You can't exclude my news
right.
just because I'm a competitor. So what they do now is they'll put something in about
mm-hmm.
my achievements, but it'll be this big.
Oh, I see.
So, but anyway, for the normal
mm-hmm.
entrepreneur, public relations, do as many trades as you can. Trade, go to your local radio station. Hey, if you give me ad space on your radio station,
mm-hmm.
I'll give you this much of my product,
okay.
whatever it is. You know, do trades as much as possible to, quote unquote, pay for
mm-hmm.
Publicity and marketing.
Okay.
Trade something with the local graphic designer to get your logo done. You know, startup dollars are very, very tight
mm-hmm.
when you're starting. So you don't want to have to pay for things that you could maybe get through trades.
I see. That's a good idea.
I haven't
thought about it.
I still use that effectively. Because your product is a commodity.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes I think that this world would be better off if we just bartered with each other.
That's
you know
right.
what I mean? Get rid of the freaking dollar. Get rid of this obsession with greed and money. I mean, it's sick. But anyway, so trade as much as you can and use free public relations
mm-hmm.
as much as you can. If you Google how to write a press release, you know, all the information you need is right on that internet.
Right.
You know, about anything, which is really cool. I mean, I don't know about you, but anytime I need to know anything,
mm-hmm.
I'm there. How do you do this?
Yeah,
you
me
know,
too.
Where do I find this? You know, it's amazing the resources that are there.
I see.
So trading and free publicity are the way to go.
All right.
Not only when you're starting up, but all the way through. You know, dollars are always tight.
Okay. Great. Anything else that you want to let us know, help us out, advise?
As far as starting up, well, yeah, actually.
Or about everything.
Be aware that whatever you're starting up is going to be a lot harder than you think it is.
Okay.
You know, I've talked to so many small business owners, and we all say the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
We had no idea what we were getting ourselves into in terms of how hard it was going to be, the amount of work
mm-hmm.
that was going to be involved. So I think, given that that's a reality, perseverance
mm-hmm.
is huge.
Okay.
I came up with a metaphor that I think is really, really valid. And that is, starting a business is very much like being married.
Okay.
And I think that the commitment that you bring to both of those things is going to determine whether you succeed or not.
Mm-hmm.
Because I have to